Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
My name is Will Stecker, a resident of Urbana, and I would like to acquaint the listening audience with the Clean Elections Program. This plan restructures the funding of political campaigns so that the candidates are funded by a combination of a large number of small individual contributions plus public, thus taxpayers' money. A candidate has the possibility of choosing the clean election alternative or raising money in a conventional fashion. Those candidates choosing the clean election option are not permitted to accept money from corporations, unions, and political action committees, or use their own money. Several benefits of the system are: 1. The candidate need spend less time in raising money and thus has more time to concentrate on discussing issues. And 2. Well-funded political action groups and industry groups have less special influence on legislation. The Clean Election Program has been adopted for state offices in the states of Maine and Arizona. In both states, the number of candidates for the Senate and House increased, and more women, minorities, and newcomers have entered an election race because they did not have to have big money supporting them. Both Republican and Democratic candidates have chosen the Clean Election Plan. Winning candidates have no obligation to the moneyed interests that previously distorted the governing process. For example, Jeanette Napolitano, who was elected governor in Arizona, contends that the Clean Election Program allowed her to sign an executive order for discount prescriptions that otherwise would have been subject to intensive lobbying pressure. In Illinois, there has been some progress. A bill passed the state Senate to establish the clean election system for election of Supreme Court judges. So far, this measure has not gotten out of committee in the state House. Locally, a small group that grows one by one has been meeting regularly and trying to spread the word. Several contact possibilities are Cameron Satterthwaite, Antonia Herbstreit, Cindy Wachter, and myself, Will Stecker. Satterthwaite is the leader, and his phone number is 344-6642, which I will repeat, 344-6642.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL, Urbana.